You're listening to A Day in the Life of Nelly B, the podcast. Hey guys, it's your girl Chanel, aka Nelly B, and after 3 years of ducking, bobbing, weaving, and avoiding COVID-19 virus, my husband and I got it. Clearly, we had too much fun in Tobago the weekend before, and I firmly believe somewhere in the midst of probably going to, while we were there or coming back, we picked up the virus. I fell sick first. He fell sick about a week after. So we were just quarantining and, you know, doing the best that we can to not interact with people and just take care of ourselves as we went through the whole COVID-19 experience. And as I sit and I think back about our experience, which while it was rough for me because I also had other issues I was dealing with health-wise, I know that it still was not as bad as other persons who would have gotten it before. And then while, you know, I was frustrated at times, I'm still very much thankful to God that it did not get any worse than it did, because I'm sure that you may have known someone, could be a family member, could be a friend, who would have passed away, or you know someone who knows someone who may have passed away from the virus. I know a few persons, well, unfortunately, who died from it. As well as I know many persons who lost someone who died from it. So while I am thankful that it didn't hit us as hard, I still think about those who had it worse and those who did not survive it. And coming out of the virus experience, I've had a lot of thoughts. I've been thinking about it for a while. And if you know me, you know that there's a life lesson in everything that I experience, that I see, that I come across. To me, life teaches us lessons in the simplest of ways every day. And there are three life lessons that came out of this COVID experience. The first one being, listen to your body. Now, the thing is, I don't consider myself a busybody. Some will say yes, some will say no. For the most part, I am a homebody. But at the same time, while I am a homebody, I also do like to go to things. And by go to things, you know, I love to go to the craft market. I love to go to green market. I love to ever so often connect with some of my content creator friends. Like those girls went out recently and they looked, oh, so gorgeous. And I like to go on dates. My husband and I try to get out of the house when we can. Doesn't have to be any big expensive fancy thing. Just to get out of the house, go for a drive, etc. I started back exercising. So there is a savanna in walking distance from where we live, and my husband and I would go after work and make a few laps walking at a decent pace around the savanna. I was not able to do any of this. Why? Because of the fatigue. The fatigue was real. I have never experienced the type of fatigue that I did when I had COVID-19. You feel heavy. Do you know that feeling when you've been in like a body of water, like a pool, or you've been in the beach? Let's use the beach as an example. You're in the water, you've been in there for a long time, the waves have roughed you up a bit, and then when it's finally time to get out of the water, you're catching your royal to come out, and you're walking on the sand, and your body is just like, ugh. Imagine that times 100. I honestly felt as though I had a stronger gravitational force on my body compared to the usual gravitational force of the earth because of how heavy I felt. And I mean, I'm not the lightest of people, but that feeling, it was heavy. My head hurt. The type of headaches that I experienced during having COVID and even after, I've never experienced that type of headache. It's like a vice grip on your brain, squeezing it intermittently. It was horrible. And I suffer from migraines from time to time. And I would honestly take a migraine over. I would, no cap, I would literally take a migraine over that type of headache. It was unbearable. Given to the fact that I was also on my period. And I have been dealing with an issue with my spine that caused lightheadedness and dizziness, etc. And while it had been under control for a while, for some reason, having COVID caused it to flare up, if that makes sense. And dealing with all three of those things had my body mash up. And I can laugh now, but there was one night in particular where I broke down. I was in tears. I cried. I bawled my eyes out. And my poor husband is like, oh, he doesn't know what to do. I mean, if he's comforting me, which is all well and good, but at the same time, a lot of the things, I mean, it's out of his control. So there wasn't so much that he could do but just comfort me. And God, I appreciate him so much for how he took care of me during, you know, the what I would consider the most intense part of me getting or me having COVID. He stepped up to the plate without even me being asked. I did not have to lift a finger, which is good because I needed the rest. Your body needs rest. Because something as simple as getting up and going to the bathroom and coming back and sitting down had me out of breath. Something as simple as just walking to downstairs to collect something and come back upstairs. Your girl was huffing and puffing, you know? And your energy levels are going to be down. Not even in joke. That, whatever strain we got, I think the major symptom was the fatigue. I definitely think the major symptom was that type of fatigue. So your body needs the rest. A lot of us, especially women, when we're sick, we think that, you know, we can still power through things. Sometimes by choice, but I think especially in the case of those who are mothers, by force, because let's be real, as much as we want to talk about active parents, etc., which I can understand, a lot of the times, anything to do with children falls on the mother. A lot of the things to do with household falls on the mother or the wife. Not the case, not my case, I should say, per se, but I know that somebody who's listening may not be able to get the type of rest that is needed. But listen to me when I say this. You need to listen to your body and rest. This is not a mind thing. And when I say this is not a mind thing, this is not a, but I have to do this, but I have to do that. While I understand that not everyone has the luxury because of their life and their schedule of getting that rest, if you need to get over COVID, you're going to need to rest. In my case, when I finally allowed my body to rest, I started to recuperate faster. But at the same time, I set myself back because when I was like, okay, I feel a lot better, and then I started to do things, and then the fatigue came back. I'm like, okay, no. Rest completely. So many days, I just laid down in bed. I laid down on the couch. I would work from my laptop as best as I can. But when I started to feel a bit out of sorts, I would rest. And My body felt better for it. Now, as I mentioned, mind, right? The second thing I learned was that your mental health during COVID is important. Don't just focus on your physical health. You need to focus on your mental health, because trust and believe, in my experience, having COVID was one of the most frustrating things for me, not just physically, but mentally. You know, as women, we often have this load that we carry around on our brain, and we're like, you know what, we have to do this and we have to do that, and this needs to get done and that needs to get done. And you're feeling frustrated because you want to go and do these things and get them done, but you can't. Mm-mm. That needs to stop. What did I do when I was on that rest period from COVID? I read. I have been digging up in my Bible, just doing a bit of Bible study, and you know, using that time to really get more scripturally grounded. And I also started back reading a book that my manager gifted me. It is by author and poet Clarissa Pinkola Estes, and it is called Women Who Run With the Wolves: Contacting the Power of the Wild Woman. And this has been such an interesting and amazing read. Like, I cannot put this book down. Now that I'm back on my regular routine, I have unfortunately paused it, but I've been adjusting how I work so that I'm able to dedicate more time to reading, because I really want to get through this book. I will put a link to it in the description of the podcast. You guys can check it out off of Amazon, and who knows, purchase it and read it for yourself. I also took the time outside of reading for more prayer. Now, when I say prayer, I don't literally mean that I was begging God to take this COVID away. Okay, I may have done that at one point in time. I might, but let me be honest. I think I took the time more, like when I opened my eyes, to just pray and commune with God. Because a lot of times we get caught up in our schedule that we don't give God enough time. You know, now I'm not saying you have to spend a whole day in prayer. I mean, hey, if you want to do that, that's awesome. I'm all for it. But in my case, instead of just, you know, opening my eyes and saying a morning prayer or doing a morning Lectio Divina like I would normally do, I really just wanted to take time to just pray and meditate and sit in silence and listen to the birds, listen to nature, and just be open to what God has for me, and just communing with Him in that way. So I was reading, I was diving into scripture, I was just praying and meditating on God and God's word and His creation, and that allowed me to be in a better headspace while I was dealing with everything that came with getting COVID. And the third and final lesson, and this one definitely, I think, stands out for me the most. While all three are important, this one stands out for me the most: the importance of community. So picture it. Your girl get COVID. Yeah, I'm still laughing at it. Your girl get COVID. Your girl period come and it's bad, and I'm achy and I'm crampy and I'm moody. And then poof, run out of pads. Because of how the hubs was working, he couldn't stop to get pads for you. What are you going to do? In my case, what I did do was call my best friend's younger sister, who fortunately lives not too far from us, and be like, hey, you have any pads that I could borrow? And she was like, yeah, of course, because she had known I was positive, so I couldn't leave the house. And on her way to work, she dropped them by, and she, Dane Marie, I love you, I swear. She put them in a bag and tied the bag to the gate and then messaged me to be like, they're tied to the gate. And I'm like, what? But I went downstairs and I got them. One of my other very good friends, Shanae was like, what do you need? I'm like, I need more pads. And you have any shower steamers? Shanae makes candles and she's been toying with shower steamers and stuff lately. So she's like, I got you. And she made me a bunch of shower steamers and she bought pads and she bought oranges. And when I tell you, those oranges saved my life. Hannah, fresh fruit for the win, I know. Vitamin C and just, I love oranges. I love citrus, right? You'll do that information, but you may feel free to bribe me with some oranges or putica. Just adding that. But having them without even like any resistance or anything, they're like, yeah, no problem. I got you. My mom, who, while she does not live around where I live, my parents, I should say, while they don't live, you know, where, like, in near enough vicinity, my mom was like, okay, we'd had some COVID cases in the family. She's like, I'll mix up this immune booster for you, which had like turmeric and ginger and garlic and I think honey and I think lime juice and a bunch of other things. And my dad brought it up for me. So it was while we were, you know, at home and we weren't leaving the house, we had that community around us. And while the community, listen, community doesn't necessarily mean that is your neighbor right next door. Community means if anything happens, you have people who can mobilize no matter where they are to be that support system for you while you're going through, whether it's COVID, whether it's pregnancy, whether it's any type of illness or anything really that may be happening. And while I often like to think of myself as a loner and my husband, who is very much introverted, it felt good to know that we have people who have our backs. And in turn, we will make sure that if they are in need, that we can lend that same type of support. So listening to your body, understanding that your mental health matters and that community is important. Those are my three takeaways from having COVID-19. And even after I was ruled out as negative and the Hubs was positive for a few days still after I tested negative, we still had that support. Even now, even though we're both negative, etc., family still check in, friends still check in. Even up to yesterday, a friend checked in to be like, hey, how are you doing? And I think that's partially because I had mentioned that I had been dealing with long COVID, where you suffer from the symptoms for a while after you test negative. The fatigue and the headaches were crazy. Even after I tested negative for a while, I can only really and truly record right now because I'm in a space where I don't feel as tired and I don't feel as headachy. I know that's not a word, but I'm much better mentally and physically where I can sit down and record this and properly articulate my thoughts. Because brain fog is real. Brain fog is real with this thing. Real. So yeah, I continue to pray for the souls of those who have passed on due to COVID and their families. I am thankful for those who have made a recovery from COVID-19. I know that with the carnival season passing, a lot of people have tested positive. Positive cases are on the rise. So if you are COVID positive and you happen to come across this podcast, I hope that these lessons learned are helpful to you. Please take care of yourself. I hope that you recover quickly. Even if you don't have COVID or you've never gotten it, listening to your body is important to know that when you need to take a break, take a rest, go to a doctor. That's a story for another podcast. COVID or not, remember that things like your mental health is very important. And while we get back to the hustle and bustle of regular life, that we still need to do things that give our mind peace and give and things that give our mental health balance. And then lastly, COVID or not, community. Having that support system around you in good and not so good times is crucial because no man is an island. Trust and believe. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless. Bye.